Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai yesterday welcomed a document written by church leaders to help end the country's political and economic crisis. The document is entitled The Zimbabwe We Want, and it focuses on human rights, national reconciliation and economic policies. Gunther Zimmermacher, editor of South Africa's Catholic newspaper, The Southern Cross, however, says that the document has been received with some criticism.
Some people have criticized the documents for letting the Mugabe government off the hook a little bit, for example, by letting it get away with fraudulent claims and for not explicitly stating that the excessive powers of the presidency are the root cause for the crisis. The people of Zimbabwe haven't really got much of a chance. There are queues. It is like the old Eastern Europe used to be under communism, where if you see a queue, well, you join it because something useful is going to be sold there. And that is pretty much the situation there right now. The notorious Operation Murumba Tsvina, which has already left hundreds of thousands of people homeless, after they've been cleared out of what Mugabe's government called slums, that operation is still continuing, no matter what the churches and the foreign governments have been saying. So what we're dealing with is a very arrogant and recalcitrant regime that is not interested in solving the crisis that is taking place in Zimbabwe.